Agree.
And we're live on the Virtual Real Estate Investing Podcast. My name is John Plumstead. I don't know why I always do a radio voice, but I always get excited. How you doing? How you doing, Frank?
Yeah, you're like the baseball announcer from like 1930. It's like swing, bada, bada, popcorn. Like it's anyway, it's all, I'm doing great. I'm doing really, really good. It's my second podcast of the day. Business is good. Our social media is blowing up, which I know we're going to talk about a little bit on this podcast. So I'm doing excellent.
Good. And let's get right into it. Today, we're going to talk about Twitter. I don't even know if we're cool enough to have Twitter or to talk about Twitter. And us just saying Twitter, people are probably already going to the next episode. But here's our pitch to you. Twitter is for real. If you like real estate investing, give us 10 or 15 minutes, and I think we can convince you to get on Twitter. You think we can make the pitch, Frank?
I'm like laughing because it's 2021 and we're like selling Twitter. Like, it's, I don't know. It's maybe 10 years ago. But anyway, like, tell your story. Like, what's going on with your Twitter? Because you're having an interesting experience.
I will. But first, this is in my group of friends, and maybe my group of friends aren't as high class or as much of an influencer as your group of friends, even though we have the same group of friends. I feel like saying you have a Twitter account is like, I am really into social media, right? Because I think generally in our age group, a lot of our friends are not really active on Twitter. It's like, we got started on Facebook. Some of us mess around with Twitter, but I don't hear people talking about their Twitter account in casual conversation very often. That's why I say that. Would you agree or disagree?
I would agree. Most of my friends, and I'm 34, you're 36, right?
So 35, man.
35? Okay. We're older millennials, right? So our age group is probably cut our teeth on Facebook and never got off because that's how you met women in college, at least if you're us, right? You're on Instagram because it's funny. I think most of the guys and gals I know that are on Twitter are using it to collect news information, right? So you search a hashtag like Joe Biden, you're going to see all the clips for Joe Biden. I know a lot of people that use it for that, but I don't have a lot of friends that use it for communicating to the world. So
agree. I think there used to be this thing called your RSS or your RSS feed where people would, you know, like put news sources together. And I think Twitter kind of replaced that. And I know a lot of people that just use it for that, but they don't actually post, right? Let's get into it, John and Frank. Why are we talking about Twitter, though? Okay. There's a community, an unofficial community on Twitter called Real Estate Twitter, often shortened to hashtag retwit, RETWIT. Okay. And Frank and I started getting interested in this, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago. And since then, we have found an awesome community of awesome people. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, we met someone through Twitter. Well, we met them actually before we got on Twitter. I'm going to talk about Nick Huber real quick, who's got a massive Twitter following. So I don't know how he reached out to you, but he wanted some help setting up their CRM for their company. So we did like pro bono consulting. We get on the call, help them set their stuff up. They were already a successful company, but they just wanted some advice because we run a really big volume sales organization. So anyway, we help them out. Then he's like, hey, I have a huge Twitter following. I recommend you guys get on. And we checked him out. He's got like 100,000 followers. Then we started following his stuff. And we're like, wait, this whole self-storage business this guy built is super interesting and kind of matches our virtual real estate investing business model. Like in terms of commercial real estate, out of all the other asset classes, I think storage is the easiest to operate from a distance. So we were like, oh, light bulbs, you know? So we schedule a consulting call with Nick and we're like, holy shit. And listen, 2 months later, we have a $1.5 million facility under contract and the returns on it look really, really, really good. I mean, Nick even said later to us, he goes, this deal is awesome. So that's a life-changing experience just from one connection on Twitter. And then I'll just go right into it. We had a crazy experience this week.
Let me say my backstory first.
Yeah, okay? Go ahead.
So this, what I'm most excited about, okay, is Frank and I, and our team, Adam and Carlo, and the rest of our team at Grayline Investments, we've figured out a way to do really well in the single family space. But how do you scale that, right? And we looked at it like, we know there's publicly traded companies like these Open Door and Zillow, these iBuyers, right? And then we also know like, you know, there's REITs, real estate investment trusts that are buying big apartment complexes and stuff, right? But what is the level between where Grayline Investments is and the REIT? right? The publicly traded entity. And what we realized is it is real estate private equity, right? Like that is the space between where we are and the publicly traded, the big Fortune 500 companies out there. Right. Okay. Well, I didn't know that until we started getting on Twitter and we started finding these people, because Retweet is full of a bunch of people in real estate private equity. And real estate private equity is just a fancy way of saying they sponsor deals or they syndicate deals. They create these deals. They get investors so they can pool money together and buy big deals. And these people are hanging out on Twitter and you can literally learn from them. They're giving you their playbook.
Yeah, I'll take it a step further. I agree. If you think about all the different social media channels, Instagram, Facebook, that's like, I think wholesalers and single family, like small time operators, like have tons of content out there. Like there's tons of those people hanging out on IG. But Twitter, you're right, is like more heavily populated, in my opinion, with more sophisticated, like a little bit higher up market type people. Like if the furthest down market you go is the wholesaler that's putting bandit signs in the dirt, right? Like upper markets, like the person syndicating $10 million deals, right? And there's just way more of them on Twitter. So it's like a different, I said this earlier, it's like, I felt like we were in high school and like all the different cliques are like all the different social media channels. And like, we were hanging out with the wrong crowd, you know? And like Twitter, I feel like is more at home for us, but anyway.
Yeah, I think people can be successful on any of them, but there's definitely differences between the platforms, right? I think Facebook groups, there's a lot of opportunity. There's some, you know, paid Facebook groups that are really good out there. But there's two quotes, right? And one of them is Twitter is what you wish LinkedIn was, right? So think about like if LinkedIn actually worked for networking, that's what Twitter is doing right now. And then you share our country club quote from Nick. I think that's a great one.
Yeah. So again, Nick's the one who pushed us to do this when we met him. And so we do it. And he's like, hey, look at it this way. Twitter is the country club of social media, right? Going back to my comments before about Instagram. Instagram is then like, I don't know what the bowling alley. Like, I don't know what else to call it, right? But like, maybe that's the equivalent. And like, check this out, right? So this is a crazy story. He says this, and we also realized through our conversation with him and some other people that you can raise a lot of money on Twitter, right? Like people raise a lot of cash because there's people out there that are watching Ari Twit, and they're not trying to really participate, but they're trying to see who are doing deals, right? Who has deals that are open. And those people will DM you, right? And maybe they'll throw 50 grand at your deal, whatever. So I posted something about our self-storage deal about a couple of weeks ago, I guess. And eventually someone came in my DMs and was like, hey, this deal sounds really good. Let's meet up and chat over Zoom. We meet up over Zoom, and this person invested a sizable amount into our deal, like not the minimum amount. It was multiples over that. And that was off a brief conversation coupled with our Twitter postings. So I've only been doing this for like 35 days. You've been maybe doing it for like 60, a little bit longer than I have. We've already, our first deal have a decent chunk of the limited partner capital contributed by a Twitter follower. Like think about that. We were on IG for a year and a half. I don't think anyone from IG gave us any money.
Exactly. Right. And it wasn't like we were on, like Frank didn't post on Twitter, like, hey, doing a storage deal. Does anyone want to invest? Right. Like it wasn't like that at all. Like people are sliding into our DMs, asking if they can invest with us, which is pretty amazing, man. Like the power of this is incredible, right? Like the potential to get deals is one thing, but the ability to access capital, get investors on Twitter, I think is huge.
Yeah. And like those types of people are going to be boons to your network. Like you make this deal work for this person that obviously is probably very well off, right? And you do good by them, like that's going to be good for you down the road too, right? Now you have access to another network that you would otherwise not have access to at all. So pretty pumped about it.
So let's talk about how to get started. Okay. Let's say someone doesn't have a Twitter account. Let's talk through some follows, right? Let's start with that. Like who should they follow? Okay. We've got some recommendations. And then after who they should follow, Right. Cause if you follow a bunch of awesome people, you're going to get access to, you know, all this information that they're sharing. It's, and it's incredible. Right. But the only way you're going to get investors and you are going to grow your own following is if you have some of those strategies as well. And Frank and I, neither one of us are crushing it on Twitter yet, but we're doing okay. We're chipping away at it. So let's start with how to get the most out of it if you're in receive mode, and then we'll go into our recommendation for if you're trying to build an audience, right? So who should some of these really good real estate Twitter follows be? So someone joins Twitter, they get an account. Who should they follow, Frank?
You do the real estate ones. Mine are kind of funny.
Okay. Well, number one is Nick Huber. He's at Sweaty Startup. He's a storage investor. He also shares a lot of philosophy. Lots of the philosophy he shares is not well appreciated or well liked, right? He's kind of a controversial guy that puts controversial stuff out there, but he adds a lot of value. Okay, so at Sweaty Startup. Next is Moses Kagan, Kagan, K-A-G-A-N. He's a multifamily investor in Los Angeles, but shares a lot of good a lot of good buy-in tips. He's a buy and hold forever type of guy. So he's been on some other podcasts that have been really good too, but he's a great follow. Next I would say is Chris Powers. Chris Powers is an industrial real estate investor, industrial in the state of Texas. He is at Fort Worth Chris. And then he's got a great podcast too called, you know what it's called? It's Fort Podcast or something like that.
Don't know.
I forget what it's called, but I subscribe to it. It's a good podcast. So Fort Worth Chris is another one. I'll give you two more awesome shares. One is Levi James here. Okay. Levi is also a Texas industrial investor and he's a great guy. Has been super supportive, helping us get our followers on board, but at Levi James here, H-E-R-E. He's a great follow. And then my last one, he's only been on Twitter for about, I think it's like 2 months, but Real Estate Trent, at Real Estate Trent, also known as the strip mall guy. He talks all about how to buy and sell strip malls, and he's putting out a ton of content. It's really good. If you join Twitter and follow those five people, and me and Frank, of course, I think you'll start to be able to see the power that is in Twitter real estate, or real estate Twitter.
Yeah.
Right, who you got for follows?
I got a couple. I had Real Estate Trent on my list as well. So I like, this isn't real estate centric, but I like Cody Sanchez a lot. She talks about the acquisition of small businesses for cash flow. There's a lot of parallels between what she does and what you do in real estate investing, particularly with an asset like self-storage. So I think you can almost like learn by watching her small business advice and you can apply it to real estate. So I like that. I like our guy who's been on our podcast, Josh Lutkemuller. I might be screwing up his name, the Wall Street Junkie. He gives actually good investing advice, but he's kind of like a comedian. So I like his content. I like Horse Lover Fat. Really crazy name. It's an insane name. He's like a finance satire guy. So he's like, he's a jokester. So you're not going to learn a ton from him, but I think his content's hilarious. And then finally, a real estate guy, a guy, Nick Shaw. Nick Shaw is a CEO of a company called Home.LLC. And Home.LLC essentially his goal is to assist first-time home buyers with their first purchase. So they partner with them on the financing with a combination of their financing and bank financing. And he posts a ton of data on single-family real estate and how it evolves throughout the year and really over the past decade or so. So those are my four.
Excellent. I like it. So follow Frank's four, my five, and the two of us. I think it'll be a great start. Then let's talk just a little bit about if someone wants to get a following to potentially raise money. Okay. So I'll start off by just saying like, it's almost impossible. We were so frustrated. Okay. Here's how it went. We see these awesome people on Twitter that are, you know, sharing all this knowledge and basically everyone's like, hey, just share knowledge and you'll start getting a bunch of likes and shares and this, that, and the other. So Frank and I do our best to start sharing knowledge. And guess what happens? Nothing happens. No one shares our stuff. No one likes our stuff. It's like, we're like, hey, this is the you know, most thoughtful thing we can come up with today. And we put it out on Twitter and we'd get no love. Right. So we're disappointed. I think Frank and I, to a certain extent, we're like, I guess we're just going to be observers here and we're never going to grow a following. But then we started falling, or we started finding ways to get traction. What are some of the ways we found to get traction, Frank?
Well, one, I think you need to have you need to tweet more, right?
A lot. You need to tweet a ton, like, right?
The real estate trend guy you mentioned, you brought it up this morning. He makes like double digit tweets every single day for 2 months, without skipping a day.
He's got 25,000 followers. He's been on for, 60 days and he's averaging 50 tweets a day.
Yeah. So that's a process. So like they're very consistent. Like his growth is like every single day. It's linear. It's not up and down. It's going like this. So like, what does that mean? That means he's got a process. That means he might have someone writing copy for him or assisting him with this copy. They're probably working off a list, right? Like maybe a Word doc where his tweets are located and they're posting it at certain times every day. I don't know if you need to spend money at the beginning. I don't know if that makes sense for everybody, but the point is like he has a process. So I think if you're really, really trying to grow quick, you need a process is probably my number one piece of advice.
Yeah. I think the process is important. And this is, so in the last week, my following has gone from 400 to 800. So as we're talking about this, we have 800 followers. That's not that many, right? But I doubled in a week. And why did I double in a week? Because a week ago, I made a tweet that said, "Lord, give me the confidence of a real estate agent that doesn't like technology." It's kind of tongue in cheek, right? It was like hating on real estate agents, making fun of them because so many of them don't like technology or aren't good at it, right? So I tweet that, I go to sleep, whatever. I wake up and it's got like 2,000 impressions, right? So 2,000 people saw it. My average is like 7, right? So I'm like, oh my goodness, right? And then within a couple of days, 30,000 people see this tweet and I'm like, oh man. Like I got a couple follows from it, right? So then I start putting some other information out there and getting more follows, right? And getting more likes. And what I'm getting at is I needed a spark, right? Like I needed that spark. So you got to try to find a spark, right? And then you got to keep trying to find sparks, right? Then you got to post a bunch. And then I'm going to tell you black ops, all right? One covert operation thing that you can do, okay, is some people will look down on this, but it works. If you go follow a bunch of people, a percentage of them are going to follow you back, okay? So if you follow 100 people, there's going to be 10 or 20 of them that follow you back, okay? And if you go on Twitter and just follow a ton of people, Twitter's going to like put you in timeout, right? But if you're struggling to get some traction, go through over the course of 4 or 5 days and follow a ton of accounts, and you're going to have some of those accounts follow you back. And I know like Twitter could shut you down. They could put you in timeout. But if you're really struggling to get traction, that's a way to kind of hack the system, in my opinion.
For sure. So here's another way to hack the system. But I'll say why you shouldn't do it, right? And my buddy brought this up. So I'm texting my buddy Nima I grew up with. And I was like, hey, our Twitter, our impressions. Another note, you can get a ton of impressions without a lot of followers on Twitter. Like you have 800 followers. You're getting 50,000 impressions today, right? Between the two of us, we have like 980 followers and we're going to get hundreds of thousands right this week, right? So you can get a lot of reach with very little followership, which is nice. But my buddy is like, hey, why don't you guys like, put some marketing promotion stuff into this? Like maybe you could have maybe a girl in a bikini or something. I'm like, no. I'm like, dude, like think about why you're doing this, right? If you're in real estate, like in our case, conversion matters to us, right? Meaning the conversations that we do have with people, we want them to be material. We want people to actually care about investing in us. If you're selling like a complete commodity, like a widget, yeah, just get as many followers as possible. But we're trying to get people to trust us to handle cash, right? And I believe they should trust us, but I don't want to act in a way that disproves that, right? So like more might not always mean better, I think, right? In something like Twitter, which to me could be a higher conversion social media reach. So what am I getting at? I think quality matters. I think quality really, really, really matters on Twitter. So you could do that hack, but in our particular case, I wouldn't advise doing it.
For sure. So in our company, Grayline Investments, we have someone that works full-time just on our marketing. Her name's Jean. She's awesome. Shout out Jean. Okay. Frank and I do all of our Twitter stuff. So everything on Twitter is comes from me or Frank. At this point in time, she's just handling Instagram and Facebook for us. Okay. But here's where I'm going with this. Okay. Is on Instagram, you can post a picture of yourself in front of a house with like, you know, $5,000 in your hand and saying like, hey, you only live once, invest in real estate. And it's going to get a ton of likes, right? Like it's going to go crazy. Cause that's a very, you know, you look at that, it's engaging, whatever. If you tried that on Twitter, at least in the Twitter area of Twitter, we're talking about, you know, people will unfollow you, right? Like it's not about that at all. In fact, most people aren't posting any pictures at all. Most people are posting just tips that it's like, hey, how good, how clear and concise can you communicate an awesome topic? I think it's much more intellectually challenging or intellectually engaging than anything. Okay. But then to your quality piece, what we talk about with Gene in our marketing is, hey, we want as many eyeballs as possible to see our marketing, but we want to make sure we're always doing things that are aligned with our values, right? Like even if it could get us more eyeballs, we never go outside our values. I think that's what you're getting at. It's like, hey, we're not going to put a girl in a bikini because that, you know, is not in line with our brand or necessarily our values.
So this is how you know real estate Twitter is less full of crap than Instagram, right? I posted our company summary KPIs on Twitter 2 days ago. And it had our cost per lead, which was like $140 or something for the month of July. And our cost per contract was like $2,000. And it had all of those numbers, right? On real estate Instagram, right? It's like, hey, you can get leads for $30 a lead. And I only spend $1,000 a year on marketing and I make $1 million, right? And then, but you post the same exact thing on Twitter, like the real numbers. And people are like, oh, that's really interesting, right? Can you help me break that down? That looks a lot like my numbers. Like you, the used car salesman pitch like is not really there, which I like. Like, I think most people that are trying to raise money and do the right thing, like they don't really fit in the IG crowd, to be totally honest.
Yeah, for sure. IG, it can bring the worst out of people too, right? Like there's some people like Gabriel Hamill that we had on, like he's awesome. He's super positive, like yeah, given amazing lessons, right? But I think there's a lot of people, unfortunately, that fall in that trap that they just want more eyeballs no matter what it takes. And they end up, you know, posting pictures in front of a Lambo and that's what they do, you know?
Right.
Cool. Okay. I think that's all I got, man. I would highly recommend people check out Twitter. But that's it. You got anything else?
Nah, man, I'm good.
Awesome. Hit up Adam for some acquisitions consulting, adam@graylineinvestments.com. Hit up Carlo for some dispositions consulting, carlo@graylineinvestments.com. Thanks for listening. Frank, take us out.
Nope, that's all I got. Have a great week, everybody. Peace.